Right now on the line, we're going to go to Stephen Keel. He is a former member of the Colorado Rapids and Portland Timbers, and really, there isn't anyone better to talk to and break down this playoff game. Stephen, happy Thanksgiving, first of all. How are you doing this morning?
Fellas, I am doing exceptionally well. Happy Thanksgiving to you as well. Listen, I mean, what more do you need? The sun's out. It's a beautiful day here in Colorado. The Rapids are in the Western Conference semifinals, hosting the Portland Timbers this afternoon at 2:30. I'm jacked. Hope you guys are jacked. And you couldn't ask for more on this Thanksgiving day.
So, Stephen, we're looking at this team right now, and it's been a pretty impressive turnaround the last few years from the Rapids. For folks who don't know and, you know, aren't really dialed in, kind of give us a brief summary of how we have gotten to this point after a first-round exit last year.
Yeah, well, essentially, you know, I think a lot of credit, it starts at the top, right, with Porrick Smith and what he's done in helping assemble this team, and then down to Robin Fraser, who's a candidate for Coach of the Year, and rightfully so. You know, I think they've done a great job of not only creating a team-first culture, but then, you know, just kind of the way they handle their business. They're calm. They breed confidence. And then, and it gets down to the X's and O's, they set the team up for success. So it starts with those guys, and then obviously the players are the ones on the field. Then you listen to the players speak, and it's a group, and I think, you know, it's a group that we see championship teams as teams that they really enjoy each other in the locker room, outside the field. They have a fighting belief for each other. And then on top of that, they're all extremely good from all over the field. The bench is deep. So it's a quality team up and down, and a team that Rapids fans should definitely be excited for.
Across the board in every sport, Stephen, teams always want that top seed. They want the easiest path through a playoff bracket. But is 18 days off for the Rapids too much in this case? I mean, how can they be sure that they're ready to roll after such a long break?
And that's the million-dollar question is, who, you know, kind of you look at this game as Portland just played on Sunday in Portland, a 3-1 victory over Minnesota. They come in here on short day's rest. But to your point, they've had a competitive game within the last 4 or 5 days with the Rapids. Their last game was Sunday, November 7th, 18 days. You know, so who has the advantage? Give it a coin flip. But for me, I think the Rapids, you know, they'll have plenty of time to rest up, make sure everyone is healthy. They'll have plenty of time to kind of implement their game plan and stay sharp. And I have all the confidence in Robin Fraser, his staff, that, you know, they'll keep the players locked in. The players themselves, I think, will be focused. And it's one of those, as you come today, 2:30, kickoff at Dick's Sporting Goods Park, that place is going to be rocking. The atmosphere is going to be electric. I fully expect that they will be up for it. I fully expect them to come out with energy from the opening whistle. And I fully expect a good performance from them.
Stephen, when you look at this team, they obviously beat Portland here. They took them to a draw in Portland. Do you factor, when you're looking at these playoff matchups, do you factor regular season and results into this?
You know, a little bit just from that, but come playoffs, these are one-off games, and anything can happen. I mean, I think you look at the playoffs so far, you just go back to Tuesday's nights, Seattle and Real Salt Lake. Real Salt Lake, for 120 minutes, did not have a single shot on goal, and somehow they advanced. So I think in this game specifically, yes, the Rapids have had a history of success over Portland, but this is the first time they've ever met in the playoffs. And you all know everything is different in the playoffs. So those two, it's obviously you want to win those games in the regular season, but if you don't win the game in the regular season, you probably have another game the next week. Today is it. After the 90 minutes, if you're down a goal or you lose, your season's over. So the previous results, although good for the Rapids, I think come today, it's a whole new ball game.
You mentioned the struggles Real Salt Lake had, but still managed to win offensively. This was a Rapids team that has had trouble generating offense, right? A lot of their offense comes on counterattack goals when they don't have the ball. And we're so familiar in other sports with the old defense wins championships cliche. And I think we're pretty confident the Rapids can hold up on the defensive side of the pitch, but do they have enough offense now that they're playing more powerful teams in a playoff matchup?
Right, right. And yeah, like you said, defense wins championships, and Colorado is sure of that. But as far as going forward and attacking, Right. They may not have that big name, the Chicharito, the Carlos Vela attacking name, but they got guys, and they're getting contributions, especially going forward, from all sorts of players. There's a handful of players with 4, 5, 6 goals on the season, so they can hurt you from a number of different positions, and they can hurt you from a number of different players. So with that, I think what also, specifically for this game, which will be key, is set pieces, right? Year in and year out, we know the Rapids are always going to be so good on set pieces. This year, is the same. They're tied for first with 14 goals from set pieces. And a lot of that is from the delivery from Captain Jack Price, who leads all of MLS with 8 assists from set pieces. So I think for them, attacking wise, you know, generating, putting pressure on Portland, making them create fouls in the attacking third, and then letting, you know, the big boys come up from the back and capitalizing on the set pieces.
Steven, tactically, this is an interesting group, right? They're very versatile. They take things in a different direction. In, you know, their last 5 final regular season games, they started with 3 different setups. What do you expect to see from the Rapids today, and what's your game plan heading in against Portland?
Right, and that's one of the credit to Robin Fraser, and one of the things that this group does so well is they're so versatile, right? They can play with a number of formations, and they're almost, you know, a Swiss Army knife where they can mold and switch formations mid-games and tactics mid-games. So they're, you know, they're comfortable sitting back and countering, and they're also comfortable kind of playing on that front foot and applying pressure. So I expect them to come out on the front foot. I expect them to come out, you know, with that energy. It's going to be hard not to want to just go for it from the opening whistle. But I think, you know, you look at Portland and kind of what they do well is they're a very good team of kind of sitting back, kind of absorbing pressure, and then hitting you on the break. Through, you know, they have a host of players. Sebastian Blanco's their main guy, who's an MVP caliber player when he's healthy. So I think for the Rapids, it's going to be wanting to play, you know, kind of controlling the tempo, and making sure, you know, they go forward, but also not being exposed on the counterattack, which is what Portland wants to do.
Steven Kuehl is our guest, former Rapids defenseman and in Littleton, Colorado native. So you are rolling with the Rapids today, right, Steven? Make no mistake about it, right?
Listen, I knew you guys were going to put me on pass on that one because, right, I play with the Rapids. I play with Portland, so I got to, you know.
But you're from Colorado, Steven. Come on.
Listen, you know, you're right. I'm from Colorado, and I'll be there at the game today with the Rapids. So, listen, yeah, when it all comes down to it, I'm Colorado teams through and through. So this one, I got to side with them as well.
All right, just before we let you go, and again, thanks for taking the time on a Thanksgiving to join us here this morning. What's the biggest thing we got to worry about with Portland today in this matchup?
Listen, I mentioned him earlier, Sebastian Blanco. He's coming off ACL surgery from last year. He's got 5 goals in his last 3 games. He started 12 games this season, scored 7, assisted on 7. The guy is absolutely lethal. He is looks like he's 100% healthy. He plays at an MVP caliber level. So Sebastian Blanco, number 10 for the Portland Timbers. If the Rapids can, you know, defensively organize, neutralize him in that Portland attack, it should be means good things for the Rapids going forward.
Lastly, Steven, is turkey on the table for dinner tonight?
Yeah, you know it is. There's going to be turkey. My parents got the turkey ready for when we get. That's a nice thing with the 2:30 kickoff. I can be home for turkey and dressing. I'll be enjoying some delicious turkey when I get home.
Is that the staple of the Kuehl household, is the dressing?
Oh, yeah. It's got to do the dressing, right?
Right.
That's the best thing, right? That's the best thing about Thanksgiving.
Well, Steven, we really appreciate your time this morning. Thank you for taking the time, as Chad said, to join us on Thanksgiving.